Blog Talk Radio.
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God, who dares to go against the grain and work without applause. A man who'll raise the shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure.
God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away.
He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men.
He calls the broken derelict whose life has been renewed.
He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth. Enlistment lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who'll face eternity and not afraid to die. Men will fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. He just needs a few good men. He just needs a few.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is your Saturday morning entertainment show. And they say this is Cabin Global Voices. I want to say a hearty, hearty good morning to one and all. Today being the fifth day of November. Would you believe it? Can you believe it? Yes, indeed. And just a reminder, we're going to have an additional hour from 2 o'clock tomorrow morning when we turn back the hands of time. So, mark your your calendar. Today is the day when we are going to take back that hour that you would have given up April. Again, I want to say good morning to all the folks that are listening to us at this time. And again, happy, happy Saturday morning. My lovely wife, she is on the road, I dare say, wishing God mercy at this time. But I'm sure she might be in a position to offer the prayer this morning. Good morning, Bobby. You're not in a position to?
No.
Okay, well, you can just listen up. You can just listen up. That's no problem at all. So, take your time. Get to your destination in one piece. Okay, so there you have it. And we have Matrice is on with us. We have heard from Donna, and Lynette is listening over there in St. Kitts. We heard from her this morning. And we want to say, again, this is your show. And the first introduction that you would have heard in, by way of song, Jesus Needs a Few Good Men. Trust me, in that regard, he really meant women. Also, children, what have you. So, well, again, we just want to say good morning. Maybe I'll just, before I said hi to Murchis, who is done with us, I spoke with Donna this morning. She should be joining us shortly. I'll just go ahead and offer up a prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, you are almighty, amazing, and awesome. You are worthy to be worshipped and to be praised, for you have done for us exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever hope for, ask for, or even imagine. Thank you for the mercy and for grace. We deem those as twins. Thank you for twins, mercy and grace. For without them, you would cease to exist, since we are all sinners. And as we know it from in Sunday school days, the wages of sin is death. Well, thank you for a night of rest. We got up this morning. We open our eyes. We hold this new day. We are going to be open our arms to get with new blessings, new opportunities, new thoughts, new hope, and of course, new love is always a good time to renew your love. Father God, whatever challenges we are being present with, grant us wisdom to deal with it. You know, you can cancel every plan of the enemy. Yes, there are enemies out there, God, and we know you can cancel their plans, that in the event the plan to steal the love from us or to kill or to destroy us or our families and friends, we know you can take care of that, oh God. Yes, we want you to beat back the forces of evil, because we know it exists. It is all around us. Father, we are not worthy of your mercies, but because you're ever living and ever loving, you're always there for us. Father, we want to surround us with your favor, peace. We want to cover us with the blood. We know you died on the cross for us. You've paid for our sins in full. But we should not take it for granted and just go on and do as we like. Father, you know we are weak, and where we are weak, we ask that you make us strong. We want to thank you, Lord, for even our present situation, because it can be worse. We know it can be worse. Again, Father, this being the fifth day of November, we're getting close to year end. And again, we want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We can't thank you enough. And for those who are traveling, we pray for traveling mercies. Those who are not up and about, feeling under the weather, we ask that you take them into your care. For those who have gone to the greater beyond, we're going to ask that you care for the dying and rescue the perishing. Father, we ask all these in your name. But of course, folks, you know, the first hour, we have our inspirational portion, where we will bring you something to inspire you, whether by word, by song, or what have you, but we try to bring you something that will inspire you. Get you up early in the morning. You know, we're here every Saturday morning from 9 until 12. But again, the first hour, we inspire you, whether in prayer, word, song, or what have you. But we have to spread the word. Of course, at 10 o'clock on the top of the hour, you're going to be having sports. And David's not going to be with us this morning. He is in Jamaica, the land of wood and water, as a matter of fact. He's attending to some business there. So, and we know the World Cup T20 is in the air. They finally settled the semifinal finalists, so we'll have that. We wouldn't be spending too much time on the sport, to be honest with you, because the heavyweight comes in on our sister station, the cricket show, tomorrow. So we'll just have that briefly. After that, we'll have the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that come to you, compliments Mr. Audley Watson. That's my Ruby son. Colonel will be disseminating those facts and feats. Colonel will be saying a big hi and hello to his special fans, and he'll have a commentary for us. At 10:45, Don and Debbie comes in to tell us about their humanitarian efforts with the Antigua Care. And, of course, that you would not want to miss. At 11 o'clock, we're going to be having the class of 1972. A representative or two will be coming to tell us what will be happening around December, the middle of December. And I think 18th until the 23rd. But nonetheless, from 11 o'clock. And then we'll have an open type like until 12 noon. Of course, you too can be a part of the show, 563-999-3693. And with that, let us see if Murchis can tell us what's happening in her neck of the woods over there in New York, the Big Apple. It's too big, they just have to name it twice. Miss Murchis, Nisbet, good morning.
Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning to all the fans and friends of the Block Talk Global Voices, Caribbean Global Voices, and wishing you all a beautiful, sunny Saturday. How are you?
Yes, I am doing well. Thanking God for life. how is it over there in the Big Apple? How is the weather?
So far, the weather has been kind to us. It's 67 degrees right now. And it's going up to about 70. So we're having a few good days. Not a few good
like
men, a few good days.
For you, bowing on summer.
For us, yes, we are
resting
out for a while. For a few
very
days,
good.
Anyway.
Bobsy, how is she doing, my darling Bobsy?
She is doing okay, taking it easy, you know. Living life as it comes to her. So that is good. Thank God for life.
Okay, well, very good. Well, stay, like we always ask on the show, is to look out for your neighbor. And your neighbor begins with who is in the household. So we wish your family, your household, the circle there, all the very best with home, making sure that everyone's okay. Your neighbor can stretch as far as you can travel the world. The world is not as big as we really think it is. But nonetheless, it is Saturday morning, and we are here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. It is your show. Of course, we want you to be a part of it, so spread the word. So, well, can you believe it? It is November, and it is the fifth day of November already.
Yep.
But as usual, it's Saturday, and Caribbean Global Voices, you know what to do on a Saturday morning. You know what to do, Marches. Okay, today I am going to be your host for the day. And of course, as usual, we're going to have our sports, music, inspiration, educational, and talk here and there, music here and there, to make your Saturday morning complete. Of course, we always aim to thrill you from the active hour of Saturday morning across the weekend and into the next week. So come and share the moments and send your greetings of whatever nature all across the world. After all, this is meant to be your show. So with that, I think we can get into the thick of things. Oh, I say a special good morning to Leon. He's with us. I can see down there. He may not be in a position to say hi, good morning. If he does, he'll raise his hand, but I'll acknowledge his presence. And I sure, Dennis is over there in Southern California in his PJs, listening up to the Saturday morning entertainment.
That's right.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing
well,
to be.
They go on into Leon and to Dennis. Welcome and enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, indeed. Well, something to inspire you. Let's see, where shall we start? Let's go to Adrian Cunningham. Let's see how much you love the Lord. Lord, I love you.
Ah, yes, God. Ooh, yes. Oh, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Oh, Lord, yes. I was so empty. I needed someone who could take away the emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. Life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let I look to always let me down. I remember you promised to never leave me. I'm depending on you, Lord.
All I need is introduced to some great men of government. I have shook the hands of stars and everyone have seen. I've been thrilled to know a family that cares for me. But the greatest thrill I've ever known is I have been redeemed.
I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Crucified in the grave I am, and now I'm free. There's a new way of living. Jesus God now come on me. I've been redeemed.
You may wonder why I don't hang my head and cry. When things are going wrong, I still can smile and sing. Well, it's because I know I'm washed whiter than the snow. And what the devil throws at me, I throw it back and sing.
I've been redeemed, I've been forgiven. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Crucified in the grave I am, and now I'm free. There's a new way of living. Jesus God now come on me. I've been redeemed.
You may wonder why I don't hang my head and cry. When things are going wrong, I still can smile and sing. Well, it's because I know I'm washed whiter than the snow. And what the devil throws at me, I throw it back and sing.
I've been redeemed, I've been forgiven. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Life.
This is why you have already moved away. Yeah, it did move, it did move, it did move. Did move. Okay. Know that greater he is in you than anything coming up against you in this world. Know that God is for you, and no weapon formed against you can prosper. Know that God's angel protection surrounds you. Know that God knows the things you have need of, and he is faithful and just to provide you with those things. Know that he that began the good work in you is faithful to complete it. Know that your test is ending and it are stepping into a time. Know that you are victorious. Know that you are chosen. Know that you are loved. Understand it matters what you know. Stand strong in what you know. Fly high. As an eagle, stop stooping low as a crow. God got you. I pray whatever it is that's keeping you from trusting and believing God completely, I bind it up and cast it down today. Don and Debbie, we want to thank you. And again, we want to say very, very special good morning. Good morning to all of you.
Carpenter by trade, and even though he was the Son of God, he worked and he went away. And as he ascended, those around him heard him say, I'll prepare a place and come again and take you home today. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what waits in there for me. This world my own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in Goliath. You might own the greatest home there is in the land, and the world of goods that you own may be the envy of every man. But all of this will pass away, and the only thing that will stand is what the carpenter from Nazareth has built in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world might own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory.
Built me a home in glory land. carpenter from Nazareth, build me a home in glory land. The carpenter from Nazareth, build me a home in glory land. Yes, carpenter is building me a home. The carpenter is building me a home. I want to go there. He's building me a home.
Yes, yes, indeed. The Doe Brothers out of Nevis, straight out of Nevis, singing The Carpenter, The Carpenter. And I'm going to continue here because Don and Debbie, they want to send out some special prayer here for names to which I would be calling here. So listen up. Your name might very well be included. This is a long list, but I'll take the time out to inspire those who are listening. And don't forget, you can always get back into the archives. And Lynn would always say the best sounding name you can hear is when you hear it on the radio. Well, from Don and Debbie again, they want to send a special prayer for those who are having some form of challenges and difficulty. And those who are trying to excel academically, seeking some upliftment, some directions, and what have you. And the name are as follows. On Daisy Simon, Austin Mystic Lewis, Herbert Winter, Janaya Adolphin, Geraldine Wright Foster and family, Cecil Davis, Agnelos George, Kai Carborn, Andre Simon, Carson Bailey, Elsa Barnes, Doc Harris, Laurie Randolph and Mom, Herbert Brown, Bernice Brown, Roslyn Brown, Teresa Pilgrim, Yvonne Joseph, Nicole Lawrence, Melvin Walton Fort, Sanford Phillip, Gentry Walton, Sandra Walton, Patty Martin and family, Sharon Reed, Mrs. Evan Morris, Justina Shirley, Cassandra Otto, Denfield Otto, Alberta Pilgrim, Shalina Pilgrim, Cheryl Pilgrim, Cody Pilgrim, Hydra Pilgrim, Leon Francis, Belinda Smith Anderson, Fitzroy Ferris, June Cochrane, Jovi Piron, Hector Santino, Eldra Petros and family, Kathy Hernandez and daughter Lisa, Ava Patterson, Agzene Campbell, that's Zizi Campbell, Eugene Campbell, Tobian Matthew, Amir Campbell, Kobe Lewis, Tori Lewis, Leticia Challenger Lewis, Michael Walton, Typhina Walton, Melvin O. Walton, Susanne Breckerbridge, Johnny Gay and family, Barbara Luton and family, Charles Phillip and family, Marcia Walton and family, Karen Woods and family, Bishop Mark Anderson, TJ Sedgwick, The Cricket Show, we're praying for The Cricket Show, yes, Madeline Lopez, Thunder Griffith, Orlando Griffith, Quena Neptune, Hudson and Santa Gordon, Bobby Martin, Jody Martin Jr., Lynette Michael, Reverend Bruce Coe, Anaya Brown, Carlson Brown, Jonathan Shim, the Stephen family, Denise Hotsford and children, that's Tammy, Akeem Samuel, Denise, all the family who have been displaced and lost loved ones over the past year. And this long list would have been coming here from Debbie and Dawn of the Antigua here. So if you would not have heard your name, you did not get onto the prayer list of Dawn and Debbie, but we just thought we'd reach out to those folks in the inspirational portion to mention their names. Well, folks, of course, you're into the inspirational portion here on the Caribbean Global Voices. This is your Saturday morning entertainment show, your host, Ivor Henry.
My home is in heaven, awaiting for me, and when I get there, how happy I'll be. My home is in heaven, no rent to pay, my Jesus has paid, paid it all for me. My home is in heaven, awaiting for me, and when I get there, how happy I'll be.
Up there. the questions in your heart. I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my heart. 'Cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. And I swear by the moon and the stars and the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with dreams with these two hands. We'll hang the memories on the wall. And when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as the time turns the page, my love.
Could you tell me where the nearest 7-Eleven is?
Okay, I swear. Donna B, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. And how are you?
Okay, I am good, but I hope you're not so fine that you'll be blown away. I understand that you're having spring-like, borderline summer like weather over there in New York City. Is
yes,
that
we've had a good days. And we're going to hit
okay,
the 70s today.
So Murchis did not tell a fib then. She didn't tell a fib. Okay. Murchis, you're off the hook. Someone was doubting Murchis. So I said we have to get Donna on here. But that's not the only reason you're on here. Your fans were asking for you. They said, we have not heard Donna's voice. Where is Donna? the chant came on for Donna, Donna, Donna.
Yeah, I'm right here listening.
Very good. Okay. Well, I think you should do this sport for us this morning, Donna. So at the top of the hour, we're going to quiz you down, and you're going to tell us your prediction. And if some of your prediction came true in the 2020 World Cup. So stand by for that at the top of the hour. We're going to feature you this morning. Okay, so let's see. God is everywhere. In the sea, in the land, but this one is especially for Leon.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. Things change when you're down in the valley. You're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. And when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you.
If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. Made of gold, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you.
Happy that the Australians are out. In the group too, I am vouching that India and South Africa will hold those two spots.
You think that South Africa is going to be made to, not South Africa, Pakistan, for losing to one of the menus? That's what you're telling me?
I believe Bangladesh is not such an easy walkover. They have done made some mistakes along the way. Because when they were playing, who they were playing here the other day? I think they played somebody the other day and they had the game in the grass. And to me, they let it out of their reach. So, and Pakistan is not playing their A game. So, they may win.
I know they're in third place, but in order for them to win over South Africa, they'll have to have a real, real superior net run rate.
And that's what I'm thinking. And I'm thinking that South Africa would beat the Netherlands. So they would still be ahead. That's my prediction, that South Africa would win the Netherlands this evening, starting at 8 p.m.
That's all South Africa has to do. If South Africa win their match, it's all over. Because
it's all over for Pakistan.
There will be 7 points. Even if India were to lose the next match and Pakistan win, Pakistan will have to maybe win their match by about maybe about 80 or 91.
That is
not going to happen. So it's all up to South Africa not to win. Remember
it's all up to South Africa. But you know, Netherlands caused an upset the other day.
That is true.
They beat Zimbabwe the other day, right?
Yes.
Causing an upset. But I expect South Africa to come through.
Yeah, well, they don't want. You know what happened to South Africa at last tournament? They won 4 matches, lost only 1 match, and they were booted out. They didn't even make the semifinals.
Okay, so. What happens tonight?
They know it's daytime. Somehow, I wish for them to break that jinx. They would always get to the semis or finals and then choke. This time, they're doing pretty good, I would think. I'm going to go along.
I am back in South Africa to go. And I think India would stay number one, I think. That's my prediction.
Okay, well.
I expect South Africa to win.
Yes, and you said that game comes up at 8 o'clock tonight.
South Africa, Netherlands, 8 p.m. tonight.
Yes. So I know all eyes going to be glued on that.
It's an all-nighter tonight. 8 p.m., 12 midnight, and 3 a.m. So it's an all-nighter for some people.
Yeah, well, I've been burning the midnight oil there trying to follow myself. I don't want to be left out. But anyway, it's fast coming to an end. Okay, we're into sports. Anything on the Super 50 over there in the Caribbean? What are your take on any of those matches?
Oh, Leewards won the first 2 games. I didn't check yesterday to see what happened yesterday.
Yeah, that's a little.
But you know, it's not coming live. It's not coming live, so I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, and they promised they would bring it live. So I don't understand why it's not coming through the live.
I think
but
it's on in the West Indies live. ESPN carries it live in the Caribbean, but I don't see them carrying it live here.
Yeah. Well, if anyone have anything, any update, always, you know, come through and tell us what's happening there. But we know Carty there, he would have had 100 not out in his first knock. Cornwall, too, would have got some 80-odd in the second game.
Yes, Cornwall made an 81, I think, in one of the games.
Yes. And Carty, he made a century.
Okay, so the results I have here from the Windward defeated the Campus and Colleges. Guyana defeated Trinidad and Tobago by 3-1. And then yesterday, Jamaica over Barbados by 64 runs.
Oh, that's a whopping.
Yeah.
The Bajan, they don't like
so in zone A, the Windwards earned 4 points, TNT 2 points, Guyana 2 points, the Composites and Colleges 0. And in zone B, Leewards on 4, Jamaica on 2, Barbados on 2, and the Windwards 0. So that's the thing for today, for those last 2 days that I didn't check.
Okay. Very good.
I think the better have 2 games today. One is in progress, Trinidad against the Windward, and you have combined Composites and Colleges against Guyana at 2 p.m.
Mm.
Yeah.
Donna,
hello?
Ivy's not keeping me up to date. Ivy's not keeping me up to date as well as I thought he would. So I'm going to ask you, I listened to you guys talking about Pakistan and India, and I didn't hear any mention of the West Indies. Now, I heard that their coach has resigned. So is that why they didn't enter the World Cup?
That West Indies team that was there, I knew they couldn't make it. They couldn't make it. Not for how they're playing of recent times. But
so they just decided that they weren't going to go. I was wondering if it's because of the resignation of the you know, the coach, the twice named coach, why they didn't bother to enter into the tournament. See, Ivor is not keeping me up to date on these things, you know, and I relied on him to keep me up to date. So.
Well, let me bring you up to speed. I wouldn't bring you up to date because today is the 5th of November. Everybody knows the date. So I wouldn't bring you up to date. I bring you up to speed.
Up to speed?
Coach Phil
okay.
Simmons. Yeah, I bring you up to speed, yes. Coach Phil Simmons would have sent in his resignation, hopefully has been accepted by the West Indies Cricket Board. After, they would have exited the T20 World Cup 2022-23.
Oh, you mean they actually entered?
That is my understanding. I was not going to see the match itself.
You won't place a bet. Okay, that is your...
Hearing
okay.
is believing.
Yes, they entered the knockout stage. The preliminary round, the very preliminary round to going to the Super 12.
I kind of want to know what happened there. Okay, so Colonel,
they actually entered. The silence about West Indies' name was so stony. I didn't even think that they entered.
Well,
I didn't think
I'm
that
not
they
responsible.
Entered the tournament.
We're not responsible for what you're hearing. So,
okay.
if
I accept that.
Low, you can mute there for a minute, Donna. If it's a little bit loud for you, the silence, we're not responsible
yes,
for
yes.
that. Yes, you have to put in your plugs or you put in your hearing aids and they can turn them up or turn them down. But
okay.
I would let you know now that the West Indies would have entered the best available players in the tournament. Lost.
Okay. Oh, okay. They did not make it past the first round.
The preliminary round. As Donald
you mean a two-time champion. One of the teams that can boast of being a two-time champion of this tournament couldn't even make... Oh, man, these are drastic. These are drastic times, man.
Well, I'm going to have a chit-chat with the president of the West Indies Cricket Board, Mr. Ricky Skelton. And okay. I'm not sure if his resignation is in also. But I think the Cricket Show has they're in contact with Mr. Jimmy Adams. As far as I know, I don't know if he's on the runaway train as well. But I think his neck is someplace on the chopping block. That's what I heard. So we have to tune into the Cricket Show tomorrow. They'll have more information on that for us. So 6 until 9 tomorrow. So don't be late. Make the date. So I hope that you're up to speed now, my good man. And with that, you know, the NFL is in full force. We have the basketball also is in full force. And would you know, Liam would like to know this, that the Warriors went down to the Miami Heat. Yes, the Warriors who've been kicking butt, they went down to Miami Heat in Miami, yes, earlier this week. So, you know, I once the Heat is not in there, the Warriors are my favorite team, to be honest with you. So, but it's always good when I know the Miami Heat win. And so I was a happy camper this weekend. So,
anyway,
anything from the soccer? Omel should be able to help us with what's happening over there with soccer. I mean,
no, I'm not. Omel, I've been smarting about the position of Liverpool. So she's not happy.
Well, Liam, you just
brought me up to speed. You just brought me up to speed. When I hear you say you were going to bring me up to speed, I was hoping that you wasn't giving me something that is driving too fast. But I realized it's okay. I can always hop off of a bulldozer.
A bulldozer can go faster than the best in this team. That's what you're trying to say?
I said I can always hop off of a bulldozer. Yeah, since they bring me up to speed, I didn't know that this speed you were going to bring me up to.
Well,
I always hop off of a bulldozer. I probably wouldn't try the chance being a backhoe, and a backhoe is running way ahead. So I appreciate it.
I have a feeling that you're trying to derail Darwin Sammy because he has 2 world championships under his belt, like Sir Clive Lloyd. I have a feeling that's what you're trying to do here.
I think somebody is doing it, but it's not me. It wasn't me.
It wasn't you?
It wasn't me. Somebody is trying to do it, but it wasn't me. They finished undermining Clive Lloyd. Now they've gone after Darwin Sammy. But it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. Well, the last I heard of David Sammy is that Sammy Bless. Sammy Bless. So I think they're going after the wrong person. He's sitting pretty with 2 World Cup champions under his belt. And by the look of things, I don't think that's going to be emulated by any one captain anytime soon. So they're going to have to live with that for a long time.
And as far as I can remember, he did it against incredible odds.
Yeah.
When the whole panel of gurus were fighting against him. He had that on his shoulder, including carrying West Indies team on his shoulder. So we might as well call him Atlas.
Okay. You understand.
You know?
Well, I think that's a good note.
So Atlas is the only man we have could run with the world on his shoulder, right? And he give it to Hercules for a couple of seconds. So,
I think
you should call it.
Yeah, that's a good way to end sports this morning, that Sammy, the Atlas man, is still reigning supreme and carrying the mantle for West Indies, winning the last 2 world events that we would have won in the T20 World Cup. So with that, let's just call it. And again, folks, be sure to join the heavyweights tomorrow from 6 until 9 when you have comprehensive sports with Liam and the rest of the gang. So, Colonel, it is time for you to say, first of all, good morning to your very special fans, and then we go straight into birthdays, anniversaries, an event that would have taken place on this date in history, and that, you will say, compliments of the gentleman, Mr. Audley Watson. So, hail him, many fans. And you can
good morning.
Say,
I was supposed to say good morning to Mertris. Mertris Audley sent me an update. Good morning, first thing in the morning. Thank you, Mertris. And I got to say good morning to Yvonne, who sent me my usual daily joke. Anyway, I'm not going to share it with you. I'm not going to share it with you just yet. I'm going to laugh at it first before I share it with anybody else. Anyway, good morning. Good morning. Good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. And you know, we always try to bring you a thrilling and inspiring show for your entertainment in the morning, throughout the weekend, and for the rest of the week. And the ones who help us to do that are the ones we call our special fans, who click on us now and again and tell us, hey, you could have done this thing a little differently, a little better. Taking this out. Yeah, and we appreciate them, and we show our appreciation by saying a special good morning to them. So for those special fans, I'm going to go up to New York, and I'm going to say good morning to Ina, Donna, Mertris, and Lady Bobsiness. Good morning to you. I understand the weather is a little bit better, a little bit more friendly up there in New York. But, you know, as we say, we've always got sunshine here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment. So sure, join us. I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to say good morning to Alma over there in St. Martin. And she's got no problem because, you know, rain, shine, sleet or snow, the people in St. Martin are going to have a party. And if you are not aware of any party, just call up Irma and she can tell you. She knows where it is. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos, my good man and technician, Carlos, over there in St. Martin. We'll move on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. And I'm hoping that things are settling down. Your new administration is underway doing the things that it's supposed to do. And I know, just like you do for us, if they're not showing up, you're going to let us know. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning. I'm going to go over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on across to the UK and say good morning to Omel. And Omel is over in the UK. She has the sadness of Liverpool being in the position that they have not been in for the last couple of years. Omel is not too happy about that. Neither is she very happy about the switch and change and in the social administration of the UK. I wonder if she's getting ready to leave. Lynette is getting ready to go back. I wonder if Omel is getting ready to leave. If Omel leaves and Lynette goes, if Omel leaves, Omel will create a space for Lynette. I wonder if that would work. Anyway, the switch of prime ministers, the queen is dead, the new king is in place. Prime ministers are switching up. And now, as the Indians say, an Indian sun is rising on the empire. Mr. Rishi Sunak is their most recent prime minister after all these switches. Man, I wonder what happened to the bridge. Ivor may be able to tell us about what happened to the bridge. They took it down, it collapsed now. What they do about the bridge. Anyway, they can figure it out. I'm going to go on across, come across the channel, and I'm going to speak to people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And we're wishing this brother well, you know, facing his challenges and all. Yeah, hoping that it's okay. Occasionally, we hear from him and he lets us know. I must say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. Her brother Malik and sister Tanaya, and hoping that they're having a great morning this on, go on down to the southwest. And I was about to whisper this to Cutner, but I'm not going to share it with Cutner. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. Comes to you in the southwest by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. I was about to whisper something to you, but I was told you not to. Because I know you would give me the update on why West Indies could not enter the World Cup. Did I say that right? Donald did tell me that they entered. Anyway, Cutner, I'm not going to whisper to you anymore. So I'll keep that under my hat where Cutner is concerned. Good morning to you, man. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. I'm going to say good morning to Monique. Barbara, good morning to you. Enjoying the weather over there, I hope. They got their little bit of cold spells. And, well, I'm sure they get used to it. Good morning to you. And come on in, like we say, have some sunshine and enjoy the Saturday morning and to see the entertainment show. Over there in Warm, yes, Florida is my sister Yvonne. Yvonne is having a great time over there in Melbourne. And hoping that she's also having a great time with us. She keeps me informed, keeps me smiling. And I know when that happens, she's also smiling. Okay. So she went to...
Okay.
Okay.
I have some good news for you. You just said if you want to know where a party is, get in touch with Irma.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to know where the cruise is, you can only find Irma on a cruise this evening. She's heading out to a lagoon cruise this evening. You heard it here first, folks. And the water is calm and it's cool. She's going to be having a grand time tonight out on the waters. So I said waters. I didn't say water. And I said nothing about water as in water. She's going to be on a lagoon cruise. I just have to say that to you for your information.
Thank
okay?
You.
Well, we're heading up to birthdays and anniversary. Oh, but let me play this one for Irma since she's going to go on a cruise.
November 5th already, and we didn't get to hear him finish October. But anyway, it is November. It's their time. Happy birthday to all the people who would have celebrated, who would be celebrating a birthday in November. And according to Ivor's advice, we begin to celebrate now. Well, from Tuesday. So, happy birthday, Kathleen. And good morning to you. That's Kathleen, the favorite fan of the Inspirational Hour. She's going to be having a birthday sometime in the area of this month. So the advice is to start celebrating now. Okay, today is the birthday of Jason Holder. He's out of Barbados. David Allen, he's also out of Barbados. Out of England, Eddie Pinter, Leonard Wilkinson, Andy Lloyd, Timothy O'Brien. From India, Virat Kohli's birthday is today. Shiv Sundardas, his birthday today. Out of South Africa, Kenneth Walter, George Bisson. Out of Zimbabwe, Pete Winker. Out of Australia, Jess Janison, a female cricketer. Out of the UAE, Usman Mushtaq. Out of Oman, Jay Odedra and Khalid Rashid. Out of Bahrain, Mohammed Yunus. Out of Sri Lanka, Prabhat Jurisaria. Out of New Zealand, Herbert McGeer. And Audley's friend, Joe Walker and Patsy Cole, their birthday is today. Today is also the birthday of Odell Beckham Jr. out of the NFL. Art Garfunkel of Simon and Garfunkel Field. Remember that very famous Sound of Silence. You remember that if you're old like me. Roy Rogers, the king of the Cowboys, was born in 1911. Actress Tatum O'Neill, basketball player William Bill Walton III, American professional golfer Bubba Watson. Oh, when have you waited to Audley? African American actress Judy Reyes, basketball player coach Jerry Stackhouse. Jerry Stackhouse, memory out of Philadelphia. He's a coach now, eh? Abedi Pepe, a Ghanaian football player. Spanish actor Javier Pereira. Lester Piggott's birthday is a British jockey. The first jockey that we heard about, Lester Piggott. And he is 87. Kris Jenner, American reality and TV personality. Kenyan Olympic marathon gold medalist for 2016. Eulad Kipchoge, first to run under 2 hours. English actress Vivien Leigh from Gone with the Wind. Yeah, they say back in 1492 and maybe onwards, Christopher Columbus learns to grow and harvest maize, which is corn, from Cuba's indigenous population. And then he turned around, took their corn. Remember Bob Marley said that you eat up all my corn. And they treat me with scorn. Well, that's what Columbus did. 1572, Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe observes a new star, the supernova, with the naked eye in the Cassiopeia constellation, proving that objects change in world beyond the moon and making his reputation with that observation. In 1773, statesman John Hancock is elected as moderator at the Boston Town Meeting that resolves that anyone who supports the Tea Act is an enemy of America. In 1873, due to the fallout from the Pacific scandal, John McDonnell resigns as Prime Minister of Canada. In 1895, the first U.S. patent granted for automobile, George B. Selden, for the gasoline-driven car. In 1900, under U.S. military control since the end of the Spanish-American War in 1898, Cuba now calls its own constitutional convention. In 1917, American Supreme Court decision Buchanan v. Wally strikes down Louisville, Kentucky ordinance requiring blacks and whites to live in separate areas. Yeah, but he struck down the ordinance, but he didn't change the culture. So the culture remains, even though the ordinance that legalized it had disappeared. Benito Mussolini disbands the Italian Socialist Party. And now we have the successor to Benito Mussolini in as the Prime Minister of Africa today, of Italy today. And you know, we can see a development of a lot of right-wing, as they call it, right-wing conservative parties taking shape in the leadership of Europe. Back to the old days. In 1940, Walter Johnson won 416 games for the Washington Senators in the Hockey League. And in 1945, Colombia joins the United Nations. In 1956, Nat King Cole show debuts on NBC, the first variety program to be hosted by an African American. In 1966, BYU quarterback Virgil Carter sets a new NCAA single game record with 513 passing yards, 599 yards of total offense in a 53-33 win against Texas Western in Provo, Utah. In 1974, Ella Grasso elected the first woman U.S. governor not related to the previous governor. In 1970, Ayatollah Khomeini followers attacked the British embassy in Iran. In 1979, Supreme Leader of Iran, the Ayatollah Khomeini, describes the United States as the great Satan. In 1997, South Africa ANC leader Govan Mbeki was freed. Also in 1987, the first NBA game at Miami Arena, the Miami Heat loses to the LA Clippers 111-91. In 1994, George Foreman KOs Michael Mora to win the Boxing World Heavyweight Championship at 45 years of age. In 1996, Bill Clinton is re-elected President of the United States, defeating Republican Bob Dole. In 2000, Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie is laid to rest 25 years after his death, with a funeral procession through Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia. In 2018, BBC opens its largest bureau outside of the UK in Nairobi, Kenya, with 300 journalists. And you remember when we used to celebrate Guy Fawkes Night, Ivor? Well, the Catholic conspirator Guy Fawkes. So you had trouble in Britain a long time, but he didn't cause the bridge to fall down. Because here, in 1605, on the 5th of November, the Catholic conspirator Guy Fawkes attempts to blow up the British Parliament and King James I. Well, he didn't succeed. They take him out, they caught him, they tortured him, and then he and seven of his cohorts were executed. In 1956, Europe, the Western powers, showed their support for Israel after Israel attacked. I should say, openly showed their support for Israel after Israel attacked Egypt for control of the Suez Canal. Suez Canal, African territory. Egyptian territory. The bully boy state for Western powers in the area was created in 1948 and was called the State of Israel. Mind you, in 1956, they launched an offensive against Egypt so that the Western nations can get control of the Suez Canal. And if you understand what the Suez Canal is, it's a channel that separates Saudi Arabia, from the rest of Africa, that is controlled by Western powers. You know what that means for trade, economics, and money, and things like that. And they remain in control of that area today. That's why Israel is so important. That's one of the reasons I show you why Israel is so important to the West. And now they too are putting back in power another fascist, Benjamin Netanyahu, coming back for a third term. You remember how this man showed the kind of contempt that man showed to Barack Obama when he visited the United States? I don't know how many people remember that, but I'm reminding you. You know, you remember the kind of contempt he showed coming to the White House and showing contempt because a white man wasn't in it? Man, what are we coming to? That's it for the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. I hope I have enlightened you. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, and like we said, it's for those who would have left the moon, the passing of anyone, and as recent as this week, I've learned of the passing of Stephen Jones over there in Butler's Cardinal. So, could you shed any light on his demise?
Let me go to, you know, convey my condolences to the friends, family, and relatives and family and villagers of Stephen Jones, who I understand passed away yesterday morning. He was also a member of the class of 72 that are about to celebrate their 50th anniversary since graduating from Charleston Secondary School this year. And so one of our class members, we know, have passed on. And you can remember four members, because I'm one of them, of that class were here on the radio last week. Hopefully they will take up the invitation and show up again this week. But we know that they are quite busy putting this program together. So once again, let me say condolences to all friends, family, and relatives of Mr. Stephen Jones.
Yes, and I'm going to try to get in touch with the class of 72. But kind of prepared to represent Antigua Kay this morning, as Debbie is on her way to Philly, and she's driving at this time. Dawn is over in beautiful.
Joyful giving. If we try, we shall see.
place. And how would we do that? We're going to be remembering the Antigua here, and we're going to be representing them this morning. We would have heard
yes.
David, he has the position to kind of represent and represent well.
Yes, our friends should be well familiar now with the work of John and Debbie, who have developed an organization that recognizes certain needs in Antigua that really appalled them. They call this organization Antigua and Barbuda Care. So what they're doing is providing assistance to people who have been, you know, devastated by economic circumstances which exist, not only in Antigua, but around the world. So they see the need beginning in Antigua. And so every week they have come on here and asked for your assistance in providing funds, providing material, school books, school bags, clothes, food, and anything that you can provide for people who have been, who they are focusing on assisting. They have identified several incidents, the incidents where people have lost their homes because of storms, because of fire, because of all of these incidents, and do not have the means to rebuild and are so often in dire streets. There are people who are homeless, you know, who would go days without food had it not been for this organization and the help it's been able to coordinate in and around the islands of Antigua and Barbuda. So this is what we consider them to be doing, a monumental job in which we consider they are part of healing the world. Thus, the theme song which we bring them into the program. Yes, they can't be here today, but that does not prevent us from honoring their work and contributing to their efforts in this great endeavor. And wherever they are, I'm sure they're going to be appreciative of us being able to carry on their representation even in their absence. And we are happy to do that. Thank you. Thank you, fans. Thank you, everyone who have offered your assistance. Back to you, Ivan.
The music hot, mama. The music hot, mama. The music hot, mama. Shake it up, mama.
I met this lady
in a party.
The way we dancing,
mesmerizing,
wailing and rocking,
chanting her soca. La 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 la, la 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 la. Rock me to the left, darling. Rock me to the right. If you feel alright to do, we can rock all night. La la la.
Por amor y favor.
Vanessa, the music heart, mama. We'll be standing by for the CSS class of 72. So they can stay, folks. Just don't you go away. Go away.
Well, this is from a long time by Rudy and the Dragoneer.
dressing up is another crime. And show me yours, I go show you mine. Let me blow me smoke in your eye. Long enough, get a contact high. And then you start to shake and tremble in the place. Spread your legs apart. It's mass when the music starts. Hey. Swing your tail like a dragon. Wheel and tumble down on the floor. This time, music blasts in the dragon. So prance like you never pranced up before. Long ago, cheek was the craze, but not so nowadays. Shake, make your boomsy roll, but don't hold. Do the dragon dance, dice the dragon dance. Do the dragon dance, dance the dragon dance. I pull, pull.
Yes, sir, we're standing by for class of 72 out of the Charlestown Secondary School. In the meantime, Sparrow and the Dragon Dance. It's a lap your tail and dance like a dragon. 2 minutes away from that, maybe we can get a little piece of something. Do you want to twist? Why don't we twist? Okay. No, we'll do this one. Cool it down. Let me blow off and blow off and blow off because we have some business to take care of right here, right now. Because we are going to be speaking to the representatives and organizers of the Charleston Secondary School Class of 72 reunion. The organizers are in with us and we are going to accommodate them right about this time. So, we always give the first six numbers, 347-743 and 718-823. They're up and ready to go. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh,
good morning,
we're
good morning.
Up live and lively. Oh, good morning. I think I can hear the president as well.
The president.
And well, I'm not going to do your good morning, everybody. Because I know
good,
only one
good morning. Good morning. You got the memo. You're not saying everybody?
Good morning. Good morning to all.
Okay, and now we got to say, you won, you won.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, we have Cardinal Art with us as well. So we're going to take it straight to the business of disseminating information. So first of all, I sure you'd have had a good week in your planning stages. And if you want to let the folks know where you are, where you've been, and always remember there's that one person who is listening. But before I do that, let me just remind Mr. Esdale that another class of 72 would have passed on yesterday, just in case he didn't get that information. Mr. Stephen Jones out of Butler's, understanding he's gone on to great beyond. So I think we will try to remember him now and maybe during your ceremony as well. So do we have ladies first, Cecilia, or we have Mr. Esdale? What do we have?
I'll go first. I consulted with Cecilia already, so we sort of have an idea exactly how we're going to organize this 15 minutes. So thank you very much, gentlemen, and welcome to all, and especially our listening audience. Thank God for all of you that were able to join today. May the blessings of the Lord be upon us all. All right. So first of all, I did receive the notice about Mr. Stephen Jones. My condolences and our condolences to the family. I know certainly you'll be in our prayers. And for this very reason is why I wanted to have the class reunion, because we're passing one by one, and it's pretty serious that we need to connect and make some revive some connections that we've made in the past. And so for this very reason, I think it's very fitting that we come together as a time to reminisce and reflect on the past. We've had good times, and we want to kind of cherish those moments. And so that's why exactly I think we should have this class reunion. So I'm promoting it very, very strongly. So thank you very much, listening audience, and we hope we can get some participation as we go along. What I wanted to bring us up to date with, for those who might not have heard last time when we spoke, is I want to give you an idea of the itinerary and the week of activities. And so I'm going to begin with that now, and then we'd like to have some other promotions later on as well. And so thank you very much again for your time, and here we go. So it's scheduled for December 18th to the 23rd of this year, 2022. Our theme is Impacting the World. And we start on December 18th, that's a Sunday, with a Thanksgiving service. The Thanksgiving service, the venue is the Church of God, Eden Brown. We're going to have a meet and greet downstairs. This service starts at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock on Sunday, December 18th. We're going to try to promote a hybrid, and that involves live streaming. Can everybody hear me? Am I heard?
Yes, we can.
Good. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
All right, good. There's going to be a hybrid. I'm going to try to have it live stream. I already consulted the person, and so we're going to have a hybrid. So we have in person as well as live stream for that particular Thanksgiving service on December 18th. On the 19th, which is the Monday, we have an island tour schedule. Starting at 11:30, we'll meet at CSS grounds by maybe 11:15. By 11:15, we're hoping to leave maybe about 11:30. All right, that's the Monday. On the Tuesday, we have scheduled a beach party, a beach nick. That's December 20th, and the venue for that one is going to be Paradise Beach in Jessup, St. Thomas's. And so that's December 20th at Paradise Beach, and it's a beach picnic or beach party starting at 1:30. On the 21st, which is the Wednesday, we have a meet at the Charleston Secondary School at 11 o'clock. It's Take Me Back. The theme is Take Me Back. Let's reminisce. That's the whole idea for that meeting at CSS. At 11 o'clock on the 21st, which is the Wednesday. On the Thursday, it's a time to take a break, relaxation, rest, rejuvenate, relax, meet friends, go visit someone, you know, whatever you want to do. The day is open for you as well to choose what you want to do. On the 23rd, that's our finale. We have on the 23rd a banquet scheduled at 7 o'clock and it's at the Jessup's Community Center in Jessup's Village, St. Thomas's. All these times that I gave you are reflecting Nevis time because, you know, we have daylight saving time, and so we're going back this weekend. So these times that I gave you are for Nevis time. That's the itinerary, the week of activities, and I thank you very much for your participation. The services open to anyone. We would like the Holy Nevis to attend if they could, but actually, I'm sorry, the accommodation is only, I think, $450. So, but that's just to throw it out there. You're more than welcome to join us as we celebrate and give God thanks on that Sunday. The banquet, we really throw it out to anyone also, especially those of our classmates. The price that we have scheduled is $55. However, we have a promotion. If you buy your tickets before the November 30th, you'd only pay $50. So that's $50 if you purchase your ticket before the 30th of November. And Mr. Bailey, Elvin Bailey, has those tickets. We printed 140. Well, actually 150 we printed. But 140 is the accommodation, the capacity for that center. And so we want to make sure we fill the place. All right? You're more than welcome to join us. Please come on out. Meal is going to be good. I know the caterer very well, and I proved her. She's proven and tried. And so the menu is going to be great. So come on out and join us on the December the 23rd for a banquet at 7 o'clock. I also want to take this time to promote the bios for our classmates. We'd like to get them in, please, as soon as possible. As a matter of fact, the deadline is gone already, but we'll give you until Wednesday of this week. Wednesday of this week, we would like to get all those bios in. 50 words and a headshot. Please get them in. We'd want it to be all-inclusive, so we don't want to exclude anybody. So please, if you're part of our class, the class of 1972, please get those bios in so we can have them ready for the magazine. Thank you very much. We're also welcoming sponsors. Anybody who wants to sponsor us, we'd be happy to entertain sponsors. For this whole event. At the end, we'd like to make a presentation to the school, a check. I have a certain amount in my head, which is a goal that I'm working towards. So please help me support CSS. This is our alma mater. It's done us well, and we want to make sure we have a sizable amount of money as we make a contribution to this. All right? So please join me for that. And I think, let me give you the...
I'll help here. I'll do the prices for the magazine.
Okay, great. Go right ahead, Cecilia. Pitch right in.
Okay. We are still looking for sponsors for the magazine. The prices are back cover, $150, $398 EC. Inside back cover, $130, $345 EC. If you are ambitious and would like to donate $200 for a gold page, since it's our golden anniversary, that is how much it would cost, $200, $530 EC. Full page, $100, $265 EC. Half page, $75 US, $199 EC. Quarter page, $50 US, $130 EC. Business card, $20 US, $53 EC. And if people think, oh, well, I have to have a business and I have to have a business card. No, we are also accepting $5 EC. I'm sorry, $5 US, $13 EC, and you will get your name printed in the magazine. So we are not limiting our sponsorship just to businesses, but to anyone who is willing to contribute. Mr. Henry, do you have any questions?
Yes. The attire for the banquet, do you have formal, semi-formal? What is the attire?
That's a good question. When we think of a banquet, is it something, Cecilia?
Tales and let you know. We haven't decided on whether it's going to be semi-formal or semi-formal.
But
we'll
for sure,
you know.
It's not going to be. If the kernel has been tried and proven, I can assure the folks, or can you assure the folks, it's not going to be wash your foot and come.
I was just going to say the same thing. It's not a wash your foot and come. it's a better than a Sunday dress. Put it that way.
Okay, we just make sure.
Christmas too, right? That's right. Let's celebrate.
It's a festive mood.
Right.
And it's evening, so at least attire.
I just making sure that if it's okay for Cardinal to come in his clown suit. That's all I was trying to clear.
Well, if he wants to be entertainer.
That's right. If he comes in his clown suit, we're going to ask for an entertainment, an item.
No. Okay.
If you know the implications, of that, you wouldn't have answered the question. But anyway, go ahead. It's going to take a little time.
Well, we're not going to go into that. You could always pick my ears offline.
Okay, well.
One other thing, which you haven't asked yet, Mr. Henry, is that we realize that we have a list of our classmates, and that list is restricted to those who took part in the speech night, which is what we called it back in 72. But we are also aware that there are folks out there who went to school with us and who left school a little before us. And we are also reaching out to them. As Moulton mentioned, we don't want to be exclusive. We are very inclusive. If anyone is aware of anyone who went to school and left school that year with us, even though they might not have made the ceremony, please reach out to us. We have an email address to reunion@gmail.com, CSS class of 72 reunion@gmail.com. For the ad, we also could reach out to Elvin Bailey, and I think we have permission to give his number, since I keep telling everybody to call him. But if you send us an email, we will give you his number.
Right.
Okay, well, just try to make sure that you can give out that number, because some people would prefer to either write via email, via text, or some people prefer to talk or FaceTime. They like to see faces too, so it'd be good if you can give that direct contact number. That's just my opinion.
And help us on your social platforms.
Yeah, by all means. By all means. And don't forget, you can always get into the archive, and you can replay this message that you would have disseminated this morning. It's going to be on the show. Cecilia knows the drill. You can always be closer to the end of the show. We started from 9 o'clock this morning. So the 11 o'clock slot isn't going to be in the last third of the show. If you just want to slide up to get to your portion, you can always invite folks to listening for those who didn't hear it live. That way you wouldn't have to be repeating yourself every time. Just direct them to the site and they can hear it every time for as long as they wish.
Okay.
Any other thing? Your closing remarks?
We are planning a speech activities, and we would like everybody, as many people as possible, to take part, spread the word, and come and help us celebrate. Life is precious, as we told. So let's embrace and celebrate each other. Until next time, over and out.
Okay, thank you very much again.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay, and I need for you guys to get on Cardinal because we are going to be contributing. So we have put that in Cardinal's hand, and then we'll get finances out. So Cardinal, deadline is coming up to put something in the magazine. We are making our contribution from this the station end.
I can assure you, I have started the process of preparing an ad, and I'm looking at a half page ad for the radio, for the station in particular.
Okay.
So, but I'm trying to organize it in terms of a little graphic that represents our code name, Caribbean Global Voices. So, you know, I'm on
it. Make it
I'm sure I'll be having it completed by the end of this weekend.
I did hear
make
Wednesday.
It a full page. Wednesday's the deadline. Wow. Make it a full page. Make it a full page.
Okay, make
Come
it
on.
A full page. Okay, you got me.
All right.
Make it a full page. I know you're with
Thank
that,
you.
Right?
Thank
okay.
You.
Can you do?
Make it a full page.
Can you get a full page with two halves, one for the station and one for something else? And you still get a full page?
Maybe
no,
discuss that off here and see what we can come up with.
Okay.
Yeah, because we can give this give the station if we can give the Saturday morning entertainment show, which is still a part of that. And you see both information right here and it still be a full page.
Well that was included in the
half a page.
I was trying to sketch.
Okay, well,
okay.
There's a demand for a full page, so let's go ahead.
Yeah, we'll take the full page, I would think.
Well, what do we get? The inside back? Because they might put it down on the outside back, and they might put it in some molasses, and then we're gone.
So we could put it safely
inside
on
back.
The inside then, on the
inside
middle pages.
Back. Keep talking. Inside back. Inside back.
Okay.
Inside back. $130.
Inside back is what? $130
US.
It's all yours. First come, first serve.
That's fine. Okay. The inside back.
Okay. Sold.
Okay.
And it's gone. Right.
Okay.
Yes, sold.
Thank you
Thanks
so
again,
much, gentlemen. And thank you for the opportunity and the privilege for
yes.
others to hear our voice, that we're not just talking amongst ourselves and to ourselves. Have a wonderful
Thanks.
Weekend. Have a superb Saturday for those of us worshiping today. Happy Sabbath and a sanctified Sabbath and Sunday.
Thanks to all of you. Gentlemen, appreciate it so much. Have a blessed one.
Okay, so we'll see you here again next Saturday. That's the 12th. At 11 o'clock, so get the folks. And for those who are not using the U.S. line to call in, remember they can get it at the World Wide Web, blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices, and they can hear it on the World Wide Web. So, Mr. Bailey, if you want him to listen in next week, you can just send him the link, and he will be hearing you live and lively. And if he get a call too, we can get him on a WhatsApp.
Okay, folks. Okay, Ivor, thanks again.
Thank you very
okay,
much again, gentlemen.
So, okay, you guys, great day. And enjoy
bye.
The weekend. Don't forget, you have an extra hour to prepare your sermon, Mr. Esdale, for tomorrow.
Well, thanks
turning
so
back
much.
Had of time.
Okay.
So
and I was to sleep.
And Cecilia, you should not be late going to church tomorrow because you have an extra hour.
Yes,
I
sir. I'll be up bright-eyed and bushy-tail.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, folks. We see you next Saturday. And the beat goes on. Well, I know you have 2 minutes for us. Because Cardinal have a commentary, which we're going to invite him to to bring his commentary. Yeah, it's about 3 minutes long. So, Colonel, could you read that segment? Did you have your commentary?
Well, I wanted to introduce a 19-year-old out of Sweden. Her name is Greta Thunberg. What impresses me about her is the measure of her maturity. Now, she was presented at a UN conference about 4 years ago when she was 15. And she got into that conference and she said, well, I thought I would have seen less talk and more action. The thing is, Greta Thunberg is an activist on the issue of climate change. Now, recently as earlier this week, she announced that it is time, she's 19 years old now, and she announced that it is time to transform the racist, capitalist structure of Western civilization. Now, you know that she's going to get some heat for that. And rather than recognizing the essence of a human conscience, which she expresses, she is now being categorized in the formula of political, what should I say, political identity. She's been cast as the radical left. Now, what the hell does that mean? I don't know. But what I see is a young lady, even though she suffers from a disability, Asperger's syndrome, her human consciousness is aware of the fundamental cause of the horrendous climatic conditions that we are witnessing and experiencing today. And so the predators have come out and are coming after her. Now, I'm a little bit concerned about this young lady's life because I think they were anticipating. It was a nice, cute thing to invite her to that UN conference 4 years ago. You know, cute little 15-year-old. They did not recognize her serious commitment to the idea of addressing climatic conditions. And so she had continued her campaign at 19.
Okay, did we lose you, Colonel? Seems as if you've dropped out. We're not hearing you at this time. Okay, we'll come back to that. Let's see.
Having some beautiful weather here, a lot of rainfall, I just lost power and so lost my internet connection and lost my Wi-Fi connection. So I got knocked out a little bit. So I'm hoping that you can hear me still though.
Yes, we're hearing you. You're back on.
Okay. So, yeah, let me go back to Ms. Thornburg. And so I was saying that they thought it was a nice, cute thing to bring that 15-year-old in. So, but now she has continued her campaign that the leaders of the world, and she's calling on them, to do something meaningful about the horrendous climatic conditions that we are experiencing today. Because this is threatening human existence on this planet. She knows that. They know that. But it's getting a little bit serious now that she's 4 years later, she's continuing her campaign. They did not realize that this little girl skipped a week from school to protest the same condition when she was younger than 15. So it's not a cute thing anymore. It's beginning to get serious. So I'm really concerned about her life, because these people who want to maintain their positions of power, their positions of dominance, their positions of supremacy, they do not joke. They have no remorse. They have no compunction about destroying this young lady's life, because it threatens to be interfering with their control, with their power, and with their profit. So, if you'd like, you can look up Greta Thunberg. I think her name is G-R-E-T-A-T-H-U-N-B-E-R-G. So, she's out there, a lone campaigner, I should call it. So, I admire her courage. I admire the maturity of her consciousness. Even though for now, there's a lot of media backlash towards her and discrediting her. Not seeing her the expression of her human consciousness, but want to categorize her according to this civilization's political formulas. She is a radical leftist rather than a human being with a human conscience. That's my thought for now. I would invite your comments.
Okay, we have 754-253. Let's say good morning and welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. 754-253.
Good morning, Dr. B here. Just checking in to see what your lovely folks are doing. Good morning to the whole world. I know especially the class of 70th committee. I think this is the time allotted, and I am happy to be a part of that. Good morning.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Colonel. Bring him up to speed there. 11
well,
to
well,
11.
I'm just saying, good morning, B.
Morning.
Welcome.
You,
Ivor, go on. Give him the update.
Yeah, well, the update is at 11 to 11:15 and then some. And I would say you ask the gentleman who would miss the boat by 1 second. You ask the guy who will run away and miss coming first by a millimeter. Hold on. We have a 561 number. 590. Oh, no. I don't think we need that number. Somehow the one just went up there, so we'll take that off.
So, to me, up to speed, Mr. Morton came and left. You see, he just left. They represented the class of 72 reunion. So I think that's where we will leave that. If you want to add anything, Cecilia is listening. So I'm sure she'll be happy to come back and say something. If there's a question you need that we can answer, fine. If not, you'll get her to come back.
No,
I mean, let me update you. I'm sure you remember Stephen Jones. We understand he died yesterday morning.
Yeah.
You're, definitely. Okay, you got that information. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's one of my cousins.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, on Franklin Brown's side, which is who is my father, and he fervently reminded us that we're related to the Jones, the Davis, the Browns, et cetera, et cetera. So I remember him well.
Yeah, but what's happening with the class of 72? It's so many deaths. Last week, I started counting. We got about 10. And now, here's an additional. I mean, what's up with that? But,
well, you know, life is tough, and we all have to die. It's just
so you have to say like the old lady did. You're born, you live, you're dead.
You know, some of us die prematurely. I think our allotted age, human Homo sapiens, is anywhere from up to 120, plus or minus 5. So there you go.
Okay, I think we have a minute with us coming in from St. Kitts there. Let's see if we can bring her in. Lynette, good morning, good morning. Coming out of...
Morning.
Okay, you have Dr. B online. But he brought you in or you brought him in. Which one?
Hello, Dr. B. How are you?
Hi, Lynette. Good morning.
Okay, how are you doing?
Well, we can't hear enough of you. I guess what your phone is.
somebody's trying to calm me down. You know?
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Okay.
You can't tell? Somebody's trying to mute me. Are you trying to call? You think?
I'm hearing you loud and clear. I he's not even you, I don't know.
Okay. Could I say something on behalf of St. Kitts people? When you say banquet, they're going to show up in the kids attire. You don't have to worry about them. I have to laugh.
Okay. Oh, big fun.
St. Kitts people love to dress. So... I know they're going to be so dressed for the banquet.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear that because at least I'll have a dancing partner.
Yeah. All right, you're going to have us and they're going to be well dressed. Hair done, nails done, eyelash. Everything will be done.
Just the word banquet. Mm-hmm. Just the word banquet can inspire elegance, you say.
Oh, no, they're like out there, well clad. They already know that. The other day I went to a graduation,
okay,
and everybody was, ooh, well dressed.
Okay.
And it was just a graduation of the church. Never mind a banquet.
All right, Lynette, I have,
uh-huh.
I have a question for you from Leanne. As a matter of fact, before the question... Leanne reminded us that Dominica had their independence and Antigua has a new claim controversy. But the question he wants, well, before the question, to Omel and Cardinal, Liverpool is not doing so badly.
only 3 places behind Chelsea. So, Omer, you've got it? Only 3 places down and behind Chelsea. Now, the question for you, from Leon, how do you think its new government doing?
I really have to laugh.
You're laughing at the question? Leon is asking the question.
What you want? He used to see me. Opinion. I am an opinion on my opinion.
No, Leon takes the question, and I read it as is. If he's not in a position to speak right now, so. How is the government doing? To me, it's a straightforward question.
From my opinion, the government is the people. The people are fine. We're fine. I could put me in any trouble.
No.
Sure,
I mean,
yeah. Lena,
the government is
sure
the
government. You sure you want to stick that by that statement? The government is the people?
Administration
talking about? Lynn asked the question, how is the government doing? And I sure...
Well, the government is the people. The people is the government.
Okay.
We Lynn, put administrators up there to work.
Lynn,
yes,
are you sure you want to stick by that statement, the government is the people?
Well, it's supposed to be. That's why I know.
It's supposed to be. But I'm asking you if you're sure you want to stick by that statement. It may be supposed to be, but what's supposed to be is not always...
I'm a free person, so I am going to stick by that.
Okay, so let me ask...
No.
Carla, let me ask the question. In your opinion, on a scale of 1 to 10, you said the government of the people, and you have some administrators who is looking after the interests of the people. On a scale of 1 to 10, how are those elected and appointed people doing representing the government? 1 to 10.
Big question. I'm going to answer it this way. They've been about 90 days now. Most of them are very, very new.
Yes.
So I think they're trying to feel their way. It's a big uphill battle coming out of COVID. And so they have a lot of work to do. That's how I'm going to answer that question.
But I asked, scale of 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
No, we're not going there. I just explained.
Okay.
You get more than 1 to 10.
Okay, let's put it this way. Can we use poor, fair, good, excellent? Pick one.
But is it fair to rate somebody after 90 days and you've never been in there, you got to go in there and feel your way around?
Dr. B just texted me and said you're not answering the question. Dr. B just texted and said you're not answering. Let him say it again. Let him say it himself. Dr. B, is she answering the question?
Hey, Lynette, come on, settle down. It's not a rocket scientist question. I mean, how do you feel? I know you're not a commentator or journalist or whatever, but how do you think in your own little mind that the government is doing? Simple.
I don't want to give them a number because
so why not?
They need to tell you, Dr. Douglas, and so it's not an easy task. It's a very, very heavy task that they have to face.
Lynette,
so
we have moved from 1 to 10. We have gone to 4, fair, good, excellent. Pick one.
I'm going to go in the middle. Fear as in trying.
Well, fear is not in the middle because I gave you 4. So it's between fear and good. I said poor, fear, good, excellent. If you're going in the middle, it's between fear and good. That's what you're saying.
I see you're trying to get me banished from my country, but I won the lottery. Can you write
No, the doctor can, it's a simple question in your opinion.
It's a simple question, but you want me to answer, so I'm going to answer. Oh, I can answer.
No, you went around the mulberry bush. It seems like you have something to hide. As a matter of fact, you're on the fence. Come off the fence.
Right. I want to be right there, on the fence.
On the fence. You're on the fence.
When you're up on the fence, you could see both sides very good. When you're down below the fence, you only could see one side.
No, well, okay.
So I prefer to be up on top.
Okay, exactly. So now you're on the fence. Can you answer the question now that you can see clearly?
I don't answer the question. That's it.
You answered it before you were on the fence. Now you're on the fence. You agree on the fence, and you can see both sides. Can you answer the question?
I'm answering from the fence. That's why I answered it from the fence, on top of the fence, on top, and it's like 6 feet high.
Oh, boy. It's like putting 6 feet out on the
sea,
with you.
Yeah, yes, good. I want to say happy birthday to Kathleen. I think it's in advance.
No, it's in the month of November. It's in the month of November. We have to do the
Okay, whatever it is. We start from now. To say happy birthday. And today is my favorite sister's birthday. She's in Canada. I want to say happy birthday to her too. I know she's not listening, but...
No, she can always get in the archives. But anyway, I am sending an invitation to you to attend the class of 72, that's the Charleston Secondary School, class of 72, to put on your nice dandan thing, even though it's Christmas, on the 23rd. The banquet will be held there in Jessup.
Okay.
Only 140 tickets, so they're going fast. So
okay.
There's an invitation for you to sail over to Nevis on that evening. They have other events, but for the eatery, because Mr. Esdale would have said the chef has been tried, tested, and proven. So you're good to go on. Go and enjoy some good food and some fresh air over there in Nevis, especially in the Jessup's community.
Very good. Thank you for the invitation. I'll think about it.
Now you're going to think about it, and I've already just said it.
About what I'm going to wear, how I'm going to get over there. That's the time to think. This things to think about.
I rest my case.
You can't go to the banquet alone, so I have to find a partner to the banquet with, because when the dancing session comes, you need a partner, ain't it?
I didn't hear anything about dancing. Well.
Oh no.
I did not hear anything about dancing. I hear about clothes and it's Christmas and you sport your thing. Colonel supposed to wear his clown suit or something like that. I don't know if he's going to be a clown on the night, but now you're putting something else. I'll ask the question next week when we have the reps on here, if there's going to be dancing, if it's going to be string band music. Are we going to have, is it a concert? I don't know. But you now put some lump in the mix.
No, we can't just sit all and eat all that food and then go home with sleep. Just shake out some of it before you go home with sleep, nice one.
At the same banquet hall?
Why not?
Oh, well, different.
Why not? You never see clear out of a function in about 5 minutes for dancing to take place. You never see that.
It depends on what it is. I don't know. I mean, I'll ask the question.
See, I just throw something in the mix so the banquet could be fun.
No, they were promoting the food to me. That's why I was getting that. But now you're saying dancing, no. I have to let people know they have to come in the dancing shoes, dancing partner. Uh-oh, you're going to dance barefooted. Okay. No, they have some ads. I need for you to put the foxhole, one, two lines, whatever it is, in the magazine. So So the foxhole, there's a space there for you on the foxhole to put your business in.
Okay.
In the magazine as well. If you need further information, Cardinal would direct you. I myself can direct you to Dr. B is part of class of 72. Anyway, we have a 347-743. Come on in.
Hi, it's me again. To the lovely lady in St. Kitts, we will be having dancing. And Dr. B did issue an invitation for her to be his partner.
Okay, there you have it. Kiss those. We have answers. You see?
And unlike 1972, when you missed the boat at 4 o'clock, that was it. You had to swim or sink. You guys have now have transportation, water transportation all day.
Oh, yes,
hook up with one of your friends. Hook up with one of your friends in Nevis and spend, come over early and spend the evening if you so choose, because it's from 7 until midnight.
Sold. Okay, the hammer came down. Sold. She has a partner, but no issues of getting over there. Sold. What about the ad?
Does she have a business? Does she want to contribute in any way? She could send us a
congratulations. She has a business in the foxhole. She's calling in from things.
I've sent her the information. You have it. Give her my number off. Give her my number off here, and we can talk.
Okay, I will.
We are still accepting ads and sponsorship until Wednesday.
Class of 72. Look at that.
Me, I'm telling you, you have your dancing partner already. I've heard it here for the world to hear.
What is?
Now,
wow.
You're reminded how to get there, and now,
okay.
Now you know that there's a place they're holding for you. For you to get your business, the foxhole, in the magazine. The magazine is going to be a keeper.
Oh,
that's right.
It's not just for today. And remember, it's just 2 years after Christina sank, so you'll see something in there about Christina. So some historical facts would be in there as well, in the magazine. You have survivors of the class of the Christina incident who would have graduated 2 years later. So how did they do it? We don't know, because everybody was still traumatized.
And she gets a chance for those of us who don't know her business to get to know her business. She just might get some knows, some business out of it. Who knows? You never know.
Okay, there it is.
Good, good.
Okay.
She's a good promoter. Listen to that.
No, she can sell ice to Eskimos. I can tell her that.
Yeah, I noticed that. As we say, she got to be up.
Okay. So, and everybody I recommend so far has come full circle. So, good morning, Wanda. Wanda is on board to Lynette. Just so you know.
Rhonda is in class of 72?
No, she has a brother who was class of 72. He died, though, but she's representing well.
Oh, that's nice.
So come on board.
There we go.
As I tell others here, as Nevisians, we are warm, we are friendly, so come on board. We're very welcoming.
Oh, I know. I have lots of division friends. I know they're warm. And I know they're warm, people. I have lots and lots of division friends. So worry about it.
Okay, TMI. You don't have to advertise me like that.
Okay, so we're looking forward to having you. We're looking forward to your sponsorship.
That weekend for me.
One-page sponsorship.
What happened?
What happened? Your contact's not working today?
No, it's okay. The ticket is there already sold. So if you don't want to show up, it's okay. The ticket is there already. So Cecilia, come on. You know better than that. That part is sold already. So we just get the ticket and give someone there who can come in a good, nice Christmas suit and eat the food that you don't want to come and send to. It's sold. Simple.
Iva, not good enough. She has to come.
She will come.
God will. He will come.
You already partnered her with the dark. You already partnered her with the dark. So the dark now is shining his shoes as we speak, getting his dancing shoes ready and practicing his moves already. I know the man. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He prepared as well. And they have an English connection.
Okay.
Okay. That's done. It's done and dusted.
By the way, who is collecting money for, you know, the pre-deposit for these functions? Who is the
delivery? Talk to me off air, and I will guide you.
Okay. So, what's your number?
555-555-5555.
The cigarette number.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Talk to me off air. You have my contact information. You have the flyer. You have the magazine solicitation. Numbers are on there.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought you would like to publicize it.
Leave that one alone.
Iva, give her my contact information,
and we will talk.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you,
yeah,
Iva.
Well,
Iva keeps coming through for us, so thank you so much, Iva.
It's 11:54 in the morning time. We're going to have an extra hour this evening, gentlemen. So this is the time when you can really catch up on the hour which would have lost in April. So no excuse for getting late tomorrow. For the folks in the Eastern Caribbean time, tomorrow program going to be, what, at 7 o'clock for the cricket show, 7 in the p.m. until 10. We're remaining here in the U.S. until 9. Next week, folks, when we come on air, for those in the Eastern Caribbean Standard Time, it's going to be 10 o'clock for you. It's going to be 10 until 1 o'clock. We remain at 9 until 12. So, Cecilia, get the folks them at home who listen via the World Wide Web. If they're going to be hearing you, they'll be coming on at 12 instead of 11. But you will come on at 11. We still remain at 11. Okay, if it's going to be difficulty for them at 11, we'll make some adjustments. We'll probably have you come in at 10, and they will listen at 11 also. And then we push the sports back a little. So we can make some adjustments here. If the folks at home are going to be having some difficulty listening to you,
okay,
at 12 instead of 11. So let me know. I sure
we fall back, right?
On this show. Yeah, we are falling back, but they're holding steady.
Right. So it would be 10 for me and 11 for them.
Yes.
No.
If we're gonna change it, but for now it's 11 for you, 12 for them.
Yes, you're right.
Yes. Yeah, you know, we think ahead here, you know, because we've been at this for a couple of years now, so we try to let people know what's happening ahead of time. Even for people who have birthdays, we start celebrating birthdays. Even if your birthday is on the 30th of November, we let you know you are having a birthday. Yep. Sadly,
okay.
I think we're going to be leaving because it's just about 2 minutes to go. So, Tanner, I think you have to just send us home. mattress is someplace there. Looking in the back. Is it some mattress?
Let me just convey my appreciation for all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show and the presence of my classmates of 72, bringing us some information as to how we can come together and attend an event that we really should be able to do one day after another, but unfortunately, because of intervening events, some of us have not even seen each other since 1972. So I want to really thank them, the organizers, for bringing this together, and thank them for coming in to share that information with as many of our classmates as possible. To the special fans, once again, thank you for tuning in. We love your time. And until next week, when we'll do this again, great week.
Okay, thank you for that. Donna, you want to say goodbye? Donna is here with us as well. And tell us your prediction for tomorrow when we wake up in the morning. Have two more matches this evening or tonight before daybreak tomorrow. 30 seconds.
Well,
Donna.
Yes, well, it was a nice show as usual. I didn't get to listen it all the way, but the information was good. I'm looking forward to see India and South Africa go through after the match is finished tonight. I'm coming up against England and New Zealand over in the other groups. Okay? That's my prediction.
Okay. Well, you've heard it here first. Next week, we will be back with you 9 until 12. But in the meantime, tomorrow, 6 until 9 in the p.m., the Cricket Show will be on. So we ask you to tune in to the Cricket Show, blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow, 6 until 9 p.m. Okay, folks?
If you clap loud enough, he may sing just a few, just a little bit. Let's get him while we got him, all right?
This is a song I should have got.
There are rocks to hurt my feet, and I can hardly walk without stumbling here. But I've heard about the city, where the streets with gold are paved, and by the grace of God I'm going there.
I'm going home.
There's nothing in this world that makes me stay. Oh, I am fixed up. Got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior someday soon, and it won't be long. I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on these stones for the last time. Then I'll hear my Savior say, child, come on home to stay. All the splendors up in heaven, they'll be mine. I'm going home.
All right, folks, we are going home. We are going home. That's the door brother sending us home. We're going home. We're going home. Some sweet day. So, folks, until next time, it's ta-da. See you soon. Make it a